It's great to have joining us Paul W. Smith, who is the great voice on The Great Voice of the Great Lakes. Welcome to the show.
Well, it is a pleasure to be once again. In fact, I'm honored to be once again on your show. And I couldn't think of two bigger, better hosts to spend a little time with than the two of you.
Well, I feel like I'm among celebrity, and it's an honor to be with both of you. Hall of Famers, both. But let's start with you, Paul W., the National Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Congratulations on yet another honor, and well deserved.
It's very kind of you to say. Honestly, like you and both of you, Madam President Luana Simon, going into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, as you are, congratulations. Mark, all of the accolades that you've gotten. I don't do what I do for the awards, as I like to joke on my show. I do it for the money. But I certainly appreciate the awards. And after going into the National Radio Hall of Fame a couple of years ago there in Chicago, it is truly an honor to now be recognized by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. So that's very cool. And thank you for bringing that up. How are things at Michigan State? That's what I want to know.
Well, we're excited. We'll have 50,000 plus of our great, awesome students returning. Part of them are coming back with sports teams and the marching band and the various students who actually help staff our residence hall. So, and we'll move in the remainder of the students on Sunday. So it's really exciting. It's wonderful to see the talent that will shape the future.
Well, back to the marching band. I know Roy, Dr. Roy Simon, your partner, husband, has been such a big supporter and fan of the Spartans on the field, both in play and in band, and I think that's spectacular. And to look at your incoming class, about 7,900 students, the last I heard, yeah. And 70% of them from within the state of Michigan, MSU is doing a great job.
Well, we appreciate it. We have, if you look at our undergraduate enrollment of Michigan students, we have over 30,000. It's by far the largest number of in-state students of any institution, and it's, you know, keeping true to our roots and our commitment to be, as the T-shirt said in the 1880s, good enough for the proudest and open to the poorest, and be able to have our students leave here and compete with students from any place in the world. And it's really exciting to watch them come in and with all their fears. I think the new thing is Pokemon Go this year, and so it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate the campus, not only with their electronic maps, but with their Pokemon Go game.
It'll be interesting to see how many of the Pokemon are hidden at 1855 Place, MSU's new student housing facility.
Well, it's Walbridge was a great partner with us in building what we think is going to be a new facility. Family housing is open this fall, and so families are much closer to the campus. Next year, the rest of the graduate and undergraduate housing and new digs for Spartan athletics as well.
As a guy who enjoys from time to time that dirty, rotten habit of any tobacco, does this mean now that you're totally tobacco-free on the campus at MSU, I cannot have a cigar at like a tailgate party?
That's what it means.
Oh, the humanity!
But I also know that with 100,000 of our closest friends for a football game, that finding that cigar may be very difficult.
Ooh, I like the way you're approaching this, Madam President. A certain degree of realism on that one.
Now,
good
for you. A
little
bit about this show, Paul W., is we're supposed to be asking the questions.
Oh, that's
and you're
right.
Supposed to be answering
I'm so used to doing that. I'm sorry.
Right?
I'm not used to being in this seat. And I'm not terribly comfortable being in this seat, being the one being asked the questions. But I'll shut up.
Not so long ago, I had the opportunity to come down to the studios and fill in for Frank. And
yeah.
I must say the respect that I have for what both of you do went up immensely. Not the easiest job. Maybe easy for you doing it for these great years that you've done. A difficult job, but also an opportunity to talk to a lot of different people. And when you say you're doing something for WJR, people are quick to jump on board and be part of the show. Having that opportunity and talking to all those people, Can you reflect a little bit on Detroit? What's going on in the city? What Dan Gilbert, what Mike Ilitch are doing down there, and where you see this vision for the city going that's going to help the whole state?
Well, to see what Dan Gilbert has done, to see what Peter Karmanis kicked off many years ago by deciding to bring CompuWare into the city of Detroit and the CompuWare building. And before that, Mike Ilitch and Marion Ilitch, when a lot of people were running out of Detroit, they were staying put, maybe even running further into Detroit and running all of the Ilitch Enterprises, which of course includes Little Caesars Pizza and the Red Wings and the Tigers and so much more. And now with the announcement of this whole entertainment district that they have put together and that is underway big time if you come into the city, the things that you noticed are the M1 rail, which is going to be the Q line, and this whole district, if you will, for the Red Wings' new home and for so much more. It is astonishing and heartwarming to see the great city of Detroit coming back in such a strong and important way. And we salute Mike Duggan, our mayor, and all the other people behind the scenes that have helped this growth. Not that we don't have problems still. We do, and we're working on them. And we're trying to figure out where the new jail should go. A lot of us don't think it should be the welcoming sign of coming into Detroit. Oh, look, we're entering Detroit. Look at this jail. We'd rather see if they, I guess what they're working on is a soccer stadium there, if they can come up with the right way to handle that money that's already been invested, and the people of Wayne County don't lose more money. And we see, too, what Chief James Craig is doing. A very big deal, because when Ike McKinnon retired after all of his years of service and he was deputy mayor, our mayor said, Mike Duggan said, I'm not going to bring in a new deputy mayor. I'm going to use the Detroit City Police Chief, James Craig, to take over for me when I'm not available. Well, that was a big deal, because in my mind, that's handing to Chief James Craig the next position of mayor when Mike Duggan decides he's done. So I thought that was a pretty big deal, and we have some really good people in good positions, and it's fabulous to see Detroit starting to run on all cylinders. As I say, there are some issues still that have to be dealt with. We have to fix our schools, and before we can send our kids to Michigan State University for a great higher education, we need to deal with the lower ends of education in a very big and important way so that those kids can come to Michigan State and thrive.
No, I really agree with that. I mean, every time I go down, there's something new happening. I had the privilege of going through with Chris Ilitch the design for that district, and it is very impressive, very impressive. And we're trying to find ways to get our students down there more regularly. You were kind enough to cover over the summer MSU by Detroit, where we had 60 kids doing projects from Belle Isle to, you know, neighborhoods, to bring their talent and creativity to new ideas and to carry them through. And we want to expand that to have a year-round semester in Detroit program for our students, not simply drop students in for an event and pull them back out, but become very much a part of the city. And we're just grateful that we've been welcomed so much by so many people.
Well, there's so many good things happening at Michigan State. I can't help but to celebrate with you, President Luana Simon, and you as the athletic director, Mark Hollis, and for you, President Simon, coming up into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. I am reminded that though you became president of MSU in 2005, you've been there serving as a provost and in other positions with the university since earning your doctorate degree in higher education. That means you go back to 1974.
Yeah, I'm almost ready to be a building. We have many buildings that aren't that old in terms of their tenure at Michigan State. Yeah, but it's been a real privilege, as you know, in our conversations when you've been gracious enough to come up, and with Roy, you know, this place with its values of trying to be, you know, among the best in the world, and at the same time be so open across socioeconomic class, particularly for middle-class Michigan kids, it just sort of gets in your blood in terms of what we're trying to accomplish, not only in Lansing or Detroit or around the state. And I had fun going up to the Thumb yesterday or this week and talking with bean growers and beet growers and other things about our roving Ag Expo discussions about the future of soil and how we could preserve the capacity for Michigan to be great in agriculture.
Well, here you are really staying true to your roots in agriculture, yet you have the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams project underway to show the diversity of what Michigan State University is involved with. How's that going?
Well, it's on schedule, which is amazing for this kind of project. And so far, we're in our budget. Bart Mallow has done a terrific job on the civil construction as our partner, again, a Detroit-based firm. And what was gratifying is we did an open house, because once we start putting equipment in the tunnel and those things, people are not going to be able to come and see it. So we had about 4,000 people last weekend standing in the rain to go through FRIB and walk down the tunnel, and we had exhibits so kids could make isotopes by turning knobs and stuff. It was probably not as authentic as some of our other scientific partners might have wanted, but the kids had great fun, and they learned a little bit about science, and it was amazing to see the reaction of the people to that, and feeling like, as we've always talked about this, this is a facility for Michigan and for the world. It's not just an MSU facility. And there was a woman from Detroit who worked in the cyclotron for a bit as a student, who brought her high school daughter back to try to encourage her to pursue a career in science and to see what was possible from just a small experience. And so those stories have been just extraordinary from the weekend. And so, but you all have helped us. I mean, there was a statewide effort. Mary Sue Coleman, then president of Michigan, was very much behind the project, as we are with trying to move Willow Run forward for autonomous vehicles.
Well, good for you. And, of course, the research corridor, all of that work that keeps going and is so very important and significant to the entire state of Michigan and for the country, and in some cases for the world. I salute you all for doing that. How are the renovations going there at the Breslin Student Event Center?
They're going along quite well, and in fact, we're looking forward to next August, about a year from now, when 1855 opens up a little bit across the street. Breslin aimed at providing opportunities for us to host a vast number of events in a more efficient manner for those that are attending, from commencement to shows for student athletes, men's and women's basketball. It's a fabulous facility being made even more comfortable by the expansion of the concourses, a welcoming entrance hall of history. Just a great building already that's only going to become better for those that attend. So we're right around the corner for that and working at a pretty fast pace in order to make sure that we can have events this year while the construction is still going on.
You know, Mark Hollis, a lot of attention is out there now as we get ready for football season, and we're excited. Friday, September 2nd, first game, and pregame at 4 o'clock on WJR. We're excited that we've also now brought the Lions back home to be on WJR. That's exciting news. But all the stories out there about Big Ten schools leading the way in athletic revenue at Michigan colleges, it's really very important and very good news. And I have to tell you, and you are, Madam President, you and Roy are always so sweet. You invite Kim and I up to a game when it's there.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
And we're looking forward to being there. I hope I sent in my RSVP. We're definitely planning on being there.
Are you going to jump in the van with Ann and Steve Courtney in the group?
No.
No.
Okay. No, that's not going to happen. But I didn't have to think about that very long, did I? But we're going to come up, and we're going to enjoy one of the greatest rivalries in the history of collegiate sports. And I have to believe, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Mark Hollis, but as different as Mark D'Antonio is from Jim Harbaugh, and as annoying as it can be sometimes that it has become the last year, the year of the Harbaugh, seemingly, I got to believe that you still see it as a very positive move for the Big Ten and for our two schools.
Well, I love the quote from Theodore Roosevelt, comparison is the thief of joy. And my focus is on Michigan State, and year in and year out, it's the year of Mark D'Antonio from our perspective. I think the conference that you compete in, those that you walk with define what you are, and we are no doubt in one of the finest conferences in the country, I believe the best conference in the country, because it stands for great competition. It stands for values in academics and collaboration in so many different areas. So I have great respect for what happens on every campus. I think Ohio State, Michigan, Northwestern, every institution provides great value. So, you know, my concern, my overriding concern as a leader in higher ed is that college athletics continues to be of value back to institutions, and that we all need to strive for that. College sports has a great role in that position, but we all have to do our due diligence to ensure that it's in the right place and taken in the right way. And, you know, I believe within the Big Ten we do. But around here, it's the year of Mark D'Antonio.
Well, of course it is. But you handled that as well as Urban Meyer handled some of my questions when he was on my show recently, when I was the last person in the room to realize he won't say the word Michigan.
Right. Well, I was walking in Traverse City for the film festival, and both Michigan State and U of M had students doing great films, and we were doing the media sandbox and the 3D video stuff for the community and for the kids. And this older person with his Michigan hat, as I was walking by, said, "Go Blue." And I said, "That's a really great institution. You should be proud of it." And he looked stunned in that context. And I think that it is an important game. There's a lot of press around football. And as with autonomous vehicles or FRIB or some of the work we're doing in medicine, the list goes on, there's a lot of things together that we're making a difference for the state. And I think if people just put a game in perspective, and you know, we've been always delighted to have you and Kim with us, you know, whatever the outcome of the game, and because it's built on friendship, and it is a tough day, and people remember how games end, particularly if you think it's controversial or you should have won. But on the other hand, it doesn't define our institutions. That just gives our institution an opportunity to talk about our story beyond the game. And that's what I've really appreciated so much about the relationship with WJR, mm-hmm. that we can talk about the game and we can argue and we can wear our shirts and those kinds of things. But it is about more than the game for great flagship institutions for the state. So, and if we can just all sort of keep that in perspective. I said the same thing before last year's game at the assembly in Cheveka Hall, and I'll say the same thing before this game, not knowing how it will end, but knowing that having both of us in the state means that the state will end in a good way.
Absolutely well put, Madam President. This is a kind of an expression I don't use very often, but at the end of the day, we're all better off because of both schools and the achievements that we get through athletics, but more importantly, through academics and the way that we work together with the corridor and other ways that these universities come together throughout the great state of Michigan. We are all better off. It's fun to have games, but we should never forget that they are, in fact, games. And at the end of the day, whoever wins or loses is a source of pride and pain, but it doesn't really define either one of our institutions.
That, not only that, and that rivalries are historically defined by two very, very competitive teams, each going into the game with a tremendous opportunity to win.
Well, that's what Madam President, that's what I've tried to get that point across to MSU. I'd say, you know, if you win every game, it's not a rivalry. We have to win once in a while. Come on.
Well, there are ebbs and flows, apparently, you know, in our history, but it was a very competitive game last year. I remember losing a game to Michigan in Spartan Stadium on a play towards the end of the game that looked like it could have gone the other way. And, you know, so we'll all remember those things. But these are terrific young people. And I've said in some other contexts, You know, I was really proud of the way in which the kicker handled himself after the game. Mm-hmm. He was a great credit to the University of Michigan.
Well,
and to college athletics in general, in terms of being accountable and responsible, regretting, but at the same time not blaming, and that shows that he has had a great education at the University of Michigan.
Kind of you to say. Kind of you to notice. Are you both still having fun doing what you're doing?
Almost every day.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
You know, Mark, yes,
absolutely.
Mark?
Yeah, so I have to continue to bump around and try to fix all those mistakes I made over all that time while I could have been a building.
I still think the greatest aspects perhaps of all of our jobs are the people you get to meet, both in person and through these conversations. I think that's why the president and I like to do this show so much, is you get to talk to just absolutely amazing individuals on this campus and across the state.
I have to tell you, and it is so appreciated by the listeners, because I don't know of any other show like it in all of these United States, where you get the president of this prestigious university, Michigan State University, and the athletic director together doing a show.
The state is blessed to have you, and we're blessed to have you as a friend. So thanks very much.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I'll say it out loud, and this will make Russ White very happy. Go green.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Paul. Traffic and weather on the fives. Here's Paul W. Smith.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.